And Russian President Vladimir Putin have ended their summit in Geneva, choosing as a location for the talks for its history of political neutrality. According to a White House official, the summit ended at 5:05 local time Wednesday when the P+5 expanded bilaterally between the two delegations concluded. The session was concluded after one bilateral meeting, according to the official, not two, as was previously scheduled. Mr. Biden and Mr. Putin are scheduled to hold a separate solo news conference later on today. Before their meetings, the leaders thanked each other during a brief press opportunity that Sagar Magani described as chaotic.
U.S.-Russia summit has gotten off to a chaotic start. Outside the Geneva Lakeside Mansion, where Presidents Biden and Putin are meeting, there was unusually fierce shoving and shouting among American and Russian journalists and security forces who tried to block access. The chaos continued inside. Amid all the yelling, President Biden nodded. The White House quickly said he was not suggesting he does trust Putin, only that he was acknowledging the presence of reporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One possible outcome of the summit is the reversal of the recall of each of the country's ambassadors. What you're hearing is the sound of members of the militant group Hamas blowing up incendiary balloons used to strike at Israel. Israel aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. This is VOA News. German